EA Capital, in partnership with the Finalto Group, are offering an exclusive cash bonus to individual and retail clients. Get 30% extra cash on your initial deposit directly into your trading account upon signing up on the Markets.com trading platform, which offers CFDs on shares, Forex, commodities, and ETFs. The minimum investment amount required to open an account and start trading CFDs is $1,500. Upon signing up, you will gain access to educational material and a demo account. Trading CFDs carries a considerable risk of capital loss. EA Capital and Finalto South Africa Pty Ltd are registered financial service providers and are licensed by the FSCA respectively. Terms and conditions do apply.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismeji.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Meji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Bro, how do we introduce you? Like, leader of the new school, king of the youth?
Yeah, prefect of the Amapiano school.
You can call
head boy.
Me, you can call me a youth league president.
We're on the right track.
Have you seen what it says on Google about you? Let me see. This is what it says. It says Uncle Vinny, whose real name is Kabelo Vincent Lovu.
Yes.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah. How do you get Uncle Vinny then?
Because of my second name, Vincent. So I just put it short. And then because of Boys and Bugs, okay, Madam Cool Cat. So instead of calling myself Malum Vinny. So I just took it in English and then I just say Uncle Vinny.
Is Vincent like your dad's name or something? Because that sounds like an old name.
My grandfather's name.
Nah.
Yeah.
Makes
so
sense.
I'm Vincent the second, basically.
The original.
Yeah, the second.
He's a young South African Amapiano star who gained fame during his teenage years. The young star has used his popularity to influence people. He's among the top influencers in the country. So an influencer as well.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Okay. For sure.
So you're an Amapiano star?
Yeah.
You're an influencer?
Mm-hmm.
What else are you?
I'm a TV presenter.
Yeah.
Also a musician now. Uh-huh. Creative fashion designer. Just like...
Fashion designer? You know,
yeah, just like, I'm just like a creative, bro. So,
dancer.
So people must understand also I went to an art school. So like kind of went like you get attached in all different ideas. You want to try out everything, you know, because like there's no stop to trying out anything. So you're always eager to try something every day. So I'm all these things, you know. And yeah, I think... Yeah.
Hey, who did this mesh? Because this is fresh, dog.
Oh, this is Palm Angels. Oh, this is like an international brand.
Oh, it's
like,
not
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
oh.
No, it's not me. This is not me. This is like people overseas, you know. If you search Palm Angels, if you know, you know. Those who dress, you know, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for Uncle Vinny! In the fucking building, straight out of Cotton Fest. How's Cotton Fest, dog?
Cotton Fest was so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I performed on the second stage, you know, felt so amazing. I took a break from the big stage, you know, allowed some kids to have some chance, you know, everybody must shine, you know. So now I took the second stage, which was fucking lit. Jumped the stage in Melon Sleazy.
Wow.
The whole crowd was just losing it, man. It was just like vibes on vibes, you know.
Bro, I've never been to Cotton Fest, but it looks amazing,
yeah,
bro.
It's a whole concept.
Whose concept is that? Is that Ricky's concept?
Yeah. Fully. Has to be Ricky's concept, you know. First time when I heard about Cotton Fest, I was at Iverson. So I was still young. So I was just young, also moving around, going to Iverson Tour, trying to meet Nasty C.
Oh, with Nasty, yeah.
So still working for radio at that time. So community radio. So I was trying to get my interview and trying to get the shows and everything. So Ricky that day helped me to get access inside. And then he told me, it's like, no, boys, and I'm planning this thing. And this thing is called Cotton Fest. And I want you to MC for it. So bear in mind, I'm 16 there. Like, I'm very young. I'm like, oh, shit, this thing is going to happen. And then, you know, everything, events started leading by, you know, the venue was announced, the event was announced, the match was given, people were happy, you know, we made sure like we push that shit with our whole life, you get what I'm saying? So like Cotton Fest, I went like half of my page, if you really know me, like people who really know me for who I am, I push Cotton Fest with my whole life. Even the school, like sweaters, like we made sure like it was a thing, you know, like I think at some point, like, some of the influencers that you know most probably that have popped off, or some maybe, like, are not, like, they have started new lives with new families or whatever it is, but that type of that generation that was there was, like, we all believe in cotton first, and we died and drank and breathed cotton first, wow. Unfortunately.
You were on Community Radio 16?
Yeah, 15. To be quite exact.
In Hillbrow.
Yeah,
Hillbrow.
Grade 9. Yeah, Hillbrow.
Oh, they're my summit. They're my summit.
Yeah.
Radio station.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Ah,
it is by summit.
By summit. Why are you? You're 16 by summit.
Yes. Summit. He has no business entering it.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's a geographical location in Hillbrow.
I stayed in the place. So I passed summit many times, bro. So, like, summit became a norm. Even now when I pass summit, like, it's like, oh, dog, my mom just told me don't enter that place, nigga. So I won't enter
there. Never entered?
I've never entered summit. I'm being for real. Not PTSD, low key. Like, I just feel like, you know, dog, like, summit, like, it's a place, like, I grew up in Hillbrow, and the stories that you've heard, like, from your mom, like, you know, like, traumatic stories, your mom tells you, like, malaki pela la pa, like, nanani, like, all those things, you get me, like, and I'm from a family that goes to church, so, like, even if you were going to summit, my mom would tell me, go across that road, because you can't see that shit that's happening in there, you get me, so, like, my mom was super strict, like, super, super strict, like, super, 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 super.
Why radio, bro? Because, like, radios are dying art, especially for young people. Young people don't listen to radio anymore, man.
What made me like radio? Because that time, obviously, I was trying out new things. So I was like, yo, instead of me, because from grade 4 until grade 7, I was doing theater.
Oh,
so I was doing drama classes, dancing, all those things, learning how to do the whole shebang, you know, how I learned how to dance, harmonize, started acting. So I did acting and then I scored myself. Scholarships, or somebody just approached me, like, from the theater, and they say, yo, I like your fucking talent, so I want to put you in NSA because I don't think that you deserve to be in this environment. And then I was like, yo, that's crazy. And it's like, no, I'm going to pay for you. I'm going to pay for your whole school fees. I don't just, like, pass. Like, I don't need you to, like, pass to your highest. And then we're going to try to find a way to, in order for you to get, like, a proper paying structure for you. And you can stay home or you can stay at a hostel. And then I chose to stay home because it was just a walking distance. And then that's how I got into NSA. So once I got into NSA, now you must understand, bro, when you get into NSA, it's a competition, nigga.
Yeah.
There is niggas who are on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Generations. Come on, what the fuck, bro? So you must understand, like, I had to get, like, I'm a very competitive person, so I had to get my grind up, you know? So I went to Hilbert Radio, started my own shit.
Who came out of NSA that we know? Who came out of NSA?
Ah, dog, just NSA has so many. Yo. Counting is, yo, so many niggas. Mm. Who can I count? There's even, who's the lady that left us, who's in Hollywood now, was the Africana?
She's in Hollywood. Charlize
Theron comes from us also.
NSA,
Charlize Theron is us. What's this? Yams is thingy. There's so many people, like, yo, if I have to think about NSA people, it's so many. If you have to search, it's so many. Like, it's gang. Some people even left grade 10. Like, Langa Mavuso. There's so many people who went there. Like, there's so many people that even when I'm in the industry, like when these events, whatever, shebang events, they come to me, they're like, you know that we're in the same school. Even Ayanda MVP.
Oh, damn. She's one of the hottest things on radio.
Even Ayanda MVP.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I love her. Bro.
No, she is. Please,
nah, man,
like,
don't
she, please,
her.
Don't.
No, man.
Please.
I understand.
Please.
She's like, she took your king. He's bitter. He's bitter.
Don't be sour.
Oh,
no, let's new year. Please, let's not be sour. Let's not be sour, guys. Let's not be.
No, that's my girl. I got love for her.
Love.
Just remove. You got something on your... Oh, yeah. No, it's gone. It's gone. Right, yeah, no. She's my girl, man. I'm just kidding.
Nah, she's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so... And then Hillbrow is.
Yeah, so... Basically, went to NSA, so started Hillbrow Radio, started with a teen show, when I was doing a teen show, so me just like liking things, obviously, look, I was tapping into the culture, obviously, I have a phone, I'm on social media, there's Instagram, and there's all these things that are happening, so... just happened, like, one party just changed my whole life. So I went to a party called The Young Guys. So it's like a community It's not like a community pad. It's like, for sure you could say like it's a cult, like for kids. So like we just post, they post on Instagram like, yo, this party is going to happen when, and we're all going to get tickets. And then like we have our own artists that are going to come perform like on SoundCloud, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. And like, trust me, we're going to have a good time without no headliner or anything. And yeah, it's just like only us, you get me? So yeah, after I went to that party and then I saw that party, I was like, yo, I'm a radio presenter and these parties are happening. So why should I not get this community of all these kids to be able to believe in me and like, and be able, because I'm like the, what can I say? That time I thought like I was a genius. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Cause I'm the, I'm the person who can be your bridge from mainstream,
yes,
to underground.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
you gave me. So, but that time, so when I was chilling in Braham, so during that time when I was meeting all these people on the interviews, so like first time when I interviewed Casper fucked with me. So Casper was the one who was actually like kind of opened the doors, because he gave us like a tag to go to fill up F&B. So that's when like I met all the niggas. So,
and he
like,
came to your radio show in Hillbrook?
No, he answered the call the day before my show.
Wow.
Yeah, so he answered the call, like that was the craziest thing, and he was on Live M that day. He answered the call and then say he did the interview with me. I also couldn't believe it, because I was like, yo, this motherfucking Casper in your face answering on a community fucking radio. And you must understand, he is Casper in your face at that time. Yeah. He's filling up F&B. He is a busy man. You get me? So
What did you ask him on the interview?
Ah, dog, I was so scared, obviously. My voice was shaking there at the interview. So they kind of got like the radio station kind of did me dirty that year. They got like an old lady to do the interview. They say that I'm not too fit to do the interview. And then I said, okay, actually, fuck you all niggas. And then I left the radio and then I started doing my own thing.
Oh, they're trying to take your shine.
Yeah, so they're trying to take my shine like that, but like it wasn't like I was young at that time, you know, and I understand, because it was a thing of like, okay, you're young and you know people can get very evil and very selfish because they're saying, hey, you are coming with fire. Because obviously I was the one that went in your vest. I was the one who got the number. I was the one who went to go fish for the fish. Yeah. And if your vest didn't see me, nobody, that whole interview wouldn't have happened because everybody was just crying about the interview. And I was the one that actually went on stage. How brave am I at fucking 15? I go on stage, I go grab Casper and I tell him, I say, yo, I want to interview now.
What stage is this? What are you?
It was a sneaker exchange.
What?
I grabbed him and I told him, I said, yo, I'm not going to leave you.
He went through the bouncers and shit.
Bro, I didn't give a fuck, bro. I don't think you understand how rebellious I was, bro. Yeah. These events, all the security companies know me. For real. That's how crazy I was. Like, they used to know. Like, it's either like, I have to, bro, like, there's some events that I've entered, like, under 18, and I don't need to mention, because I'll get into shit. The people that put me, they'll get into shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, security is even new. So, like, I went to Casper, and Casper was like, yo, dog, you're so young, dog. And I'm just like, yo, I'm pushing my shit, nigga. You gotta help me. You like it or not, you know? And then he did. And then happened that year also, I just met Ricky, and then everything just became full circle.
Wow. So, how was when you met Nasty during the Iverson tour?
Oh, meeting Nasty was the most craziest experience, because me and every time, like, you know, I'm a big fan of Nasty C, like huge biggest fan. So, and I had a friend who used to draw Nasty so much, like we used to love Nasty C, like we used to like worship every day. We listen to that album, bro. Like we listen to Bad Hair. We listen to those albums, you know. But meeting Nasty C was so cool, you know. At first, you know, Nasty is a very like calm guy, you know, like, you know, he's in his own space, like, you know, genuine, nice bro. So I met him, hi, how are you? And then he say, yo. And then his photographer say, yo, actually, we want you to come host at Iverson Tour.
What?
And Audio Mark, they said, we want you to come host at Iverson Tour. I'm saying, yo, you guys fucking kidding me? They're like, yeah, the Johannesburg and Pretoria.
Wow.
And then that's how the relationship started building. And then one day, before lockdown came, boom, Audio Mac just sends me a song. He says, yo, here's the song. I'm like, oh, I'm getting an STC exclusive. So I'm in high school, obviously. I'm like, yo, I have an STC exclusive. And then I actually realized STC mentions me on the song. It's Audio Sizzle. So like, it's like, we kick a shit with Uncle Vinny Young is a bitch, but he ready to chop.
Woo!
Whoa.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Sure. So, and then after, and then all the cosigns started coming. Ricky also put his cosign, also Costa, you know, it was just like crazy. And then I also did in the midst of that, dog, like, there's so much shit that I've done. I even presented the SA Hip Hop Awards.
What?
And then I even also did, like, yeah, like a full blown show. Yeah. Like, before I left for piano, like, I do like a full SA Hip Hop Awards show. And then I did also presented awards when I was like, yeah, when Ricky, everybody pulled up for the awards. Yeah.
And you're still cool with Nesty now?
Yeah, I'm still cool. Nesty was performing last year on my birthday. I was happy. I even came straight to come watch him. Very cool, Nesty.
When you say before you left for piano, a lot of the older guys have beef with maybe their peers changing styles or movements from whatever they affiliated with to piano. How did your peers react to that? Or with the young cats, it's just all art?
With the young cats, it's all art, bro. Like, I don't think it's... You know, people... Old people are the ones that have the issue, bro.
Right? Right?
Bro, we are so...
Why are you looking at me, bro? Why are you looking at me? This guy
no, like, I'm telling you guys. I know. Like, I'm being for real. Old people, you the guys that put us in these weird situations, bro.
Yeah.
You guys put us in this weird... You guys divide us, put us into these weird different camps. After you put us in these weird different camps, now I have to beef with you because of Span Mang's cherries, Mang's Mang, and I'm not involved in that. Yeah. Do you understand? Like, we as young cats sometimes, we meet at McDonald's somewhere, maybe in Whitney.
Yeah.
We chill there, we smoke on some piscati, and we eating McDonald's, and we sipping on our thing, and we don't, that thing doesn't matter, and we pull up on our for our own shows. I mean, sometimes you can find me with Blackie, Chico, Stana, everyone pulling up to the same shows, but with all the cats, just for a nigga to pull up to the show,
you
it's like,
yo, beef now.
It's like, dog, how is this thing gonna work?
These old cats, man.
Old cats.
All cats, fix your issues, bro. I'm sorry, but I have to say, I have to call it that. Hate me or love me, I don't give a fuck, bro.
What's
but like, them niggas need to fix their issues, bro. Because you guys put us in these weird situations, bro. Like, very weird situations.
Have you ever had a bad encounter with, like, an old cat?
A bad encounter?
Yeah. You're like, fuck this nigga, man.
Yeah, who, me? Old cat habits, bringing old cat's habit onto you.
Not really.
Objecting.
You know what I mean? Personally, me, I'm a person who minds my own business. Number one, bro. Like, personally, if you see me at a show, most probably I'm just like with pretty girls who are my friends. I'm a manager. And I'm just like living my life, bro. And just wearing my swag, dripping out as always. Like, I don't have that time. I don't have that energy.
But which old cats did you fuck with? Like, were you listening to growing up?
Like, till now, currently.
Yeah.
I fuck with till. Hey, man, which cat did I see the other day, man? The old cat. There's, like, I was really inside the catalog. I was really inside. I still fuck with AKA's catalog.
He's an old man.
For me.
Yo.
I listened to him when I was in grade 6, dog.
Yeah, for real.
That was that. Tiki tiki yo. Man, I was there trying to. You get me? I was there, dog. Oh, I was there. Like,
damn.
You know, like, niggas like your verse. Like, I grew up listening to your verse, dog. Like, Puma Game is like, dog, listen to Mama, I Made It Now. It hits different because now you really made it.
So you don't know, like, Squatter Camp, Tuk Singaga, those guys?
Squatter Camp, dog. I mean, like, I listen to those because it's part of our heritage and our history.
Yes,
because I have to acknowledge that, because the Khutmans are always going to enforce it, you know, like. you always need to know. You need to know your South African history. You cannot know TKZ, bro. When the TKZ song plays, you gotta go in. Don't give
it's ancestral.
If Ladysmith Black Mamba is a pass in the club, I gotta sing that show. Burna Boy is featuring Ladysmith Black Mambazo. How? As we not acknowledging it, dog? If they're singing Homeless, I'm there, bro.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Only. Niggas must know. Like, you know, you gotta tap into culture sometimes. Listen to a bit of Maskandi. There.
So let's go back to the young cats now.
Yeah.
What about the young cats that don't wanna fuck with Biana, even though they can see this shit is moving? And they're like, I'm hip-hop for life.
Mm. Dog, young cats, if you're a soldier that believes in your grind, you know, things work in a different way. You get me? Like, sometimes some things might work for someone, some it might not work for you. So if you believe like this, if hip-hop is your way, you can do it, dog. There's niggas that have, like, countries like Ghana, like Black Sheriff and them, like, who jumped on the drill and made their hip-hop go, like, that fullest extent, like, internationally blowing up and going that way. But with the hip hop scene in South Africa, they know what's wrong. Mm.
What made you switch or dabble in piano?
Why I dabble in piano? Yeah, it's because of my late friend, Voice. Illuminated Greens. So Voice told me, like, we were sitting. So I used to be a very good hip hop MC. My man, I would open up a fucking mosh pit. It would be crazy. Like we open up mosh pit, like we do crazy things. Like,
you know what a mosh pit is? It's where they open and then they jump. Old man, I'm just.
Nigga, let me tell you something, right? I'm from Foslo. So we were doing mosh pits during Brutal Fruit based tours. That's way back during Squatter Camp H2O. It's a very popular thing. We just didn't have a name for it. I know what a mosh pit is right in front of the stage.
Yeah.
I was part of that.
Oh, nice.
The culture. Yeah. And you were buying fizzes with your mom. In fucking Parktown. Jesus, what are you taking me for?
You were out there in the mosh pit. Bro, what does he know about that shit?
Doing Brutal Fruit based tour.
Come on.
To all everybody, yeah. I stepped on the mic and said, fuck the sponsor. I remember very well.
Yeah.
And I was a kid, right?
That's some real rock stuff.
Yeah. I was like, fuck Brutal Fruit. I'd rather have Drinko Pop. I was 14 then, rapping on stage. Come on, man. There's a lot of culture in this.
I think we have to fix something with the boy. Like, currently, I think we can fix something now.
They remember if they go to the archives. Damn, bro, yeah.
So
Voice.
The Voice told me, saying, Dwana, no, you have to do piano. And then I was like, I saw against it. So me and my friend YS were like, no, piano, this thing is gonna fly now, you know? Then one day I went to like a kid's gig, like those gigs that I was telling you about. Yeah. And then that day he switched up on me, he played piano. And then he said, today you're gonna learn how to MC on piano. So now I had to learn how to MC. So now I went from can you feel it? You see, now like I have to change the whole style of performing. So and then after that, the year goes by, you know, like we as niggas, you have your own fights, you have your own beefs, you know. So we had our own beefs. So me, to spite them, I went to like join Major League, you get me? So okay. When I was like, yo, so niggas, I'm making out the hood. Like, I'm gonna go play with the big dogs. And I really meant it. So you must understand. One thing about me, Mick G, if I tell you something, if I say I'm gonna spin the block on you, I'ma spin the block on you. You must know I'ma hit my lick back. Mm. If it might not be now, might not be tomorrow. 5 years later down the line, you'll feel it personally, and it won't be nice. So I told them, I say, yo, I'm taking this shit to the top. So when I say I'm taking this shit to the top, me and the twins started going on the road.
How do you meet the twins though?
Oh, dog. How I met the twins? Come on, it's a party. So how can you not miss a Major League party? I don't think people understand how a Major League party is.
Fuck, I've never been to one of those, bro.
What?
I've never, bro.
Major League party. Bro.
Sounds like he's talking about P. Diddy or white party or something.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm talking. Yeah. Everything, bro, that you could ever imagine. But it's a Major League party, you get me? So got an invite from Mandile. It's like Major League party. So I go to the party. Mandile fucked with me. And he was like, yo, Vinny, come chill here. Come chill with us. You know, I'm with Kaya. So now like, they treated me like family already. So, like, I kept, like, sneaking into their plans. Like, basically, like, sneaking into their plans every time being in the bars. Until, like, Vandila called me the other day. He's like, hey, dog, where are you, dog? We were actually going to leave you today. And I'm like, oh, shit. This nigga's actually think about me. And then one day they say, we're going to PLK. Let's go to the gig. We hit the gig. When we hit the gig, Ben, Man, Saul, and Mac, I'm emceeing for people who don't know me, who don't know who the fuck I am.
Yeah, this young kid.
I'm grinding the whole way this whole December. I'm grinding. My nigga's getting to a car accident. Getting into a very weird car accident. And then, but now, everything there, so Mandela's knee is fucked. So now, Mandela's knee is fucked. So now me and Vanilla have to now push the country. So like me and Vanilla, we have to gig.
Oh,
and you must understand.
Yeah,
it was in crutches, remember?
Yeah, those balcony mixes.
So it was quite a real thing. It was so sad. It's quite a deep thing. It was really sad because like, so now me and...
But who got the accident? They were driving or the driver?
Oh, they were driving like, I thought, you know, it's on the road. Like the person in front of them, I don't know like what happened, but like the car, one thing I know is that they were not on the wrong.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, but it was in the highway. So in the fast lane. So I think, yeah.
In a twin cab.
No, I was in there.
What do you mean, the twin cab?
Oh, ass.
What do you mean? What do you mean, comrade? What do you mean? I wasn't there, bro.
Oh, you weren't there?
Nah. We were going to Mpumalanga all together, but they were going to another gig in Mpumalanga. Mm-hmm. But I was going further in Mpumalanga. So I had my own car. So I was using my own. So thanks to
you
God that I survived. No, like rented.
Oh.
The one who was using.
Okay. Yeah, and then.
Yeah.
So yes, they got the accident. Then
and then me and Vanilla, we had to push... the whole time. So we had to push. Like, promoters wouldn't understand it. They'd be like, where's the other twin? And you have to explain. So we're doing balcony mix. You get me? Like, we're just like doing all these things all the time.
Whose idea was it for the balcony mix?
I think it's the twins, though. It's a collective idea. You know,
brilliant idea.
Yeah, brilliant idea.
Oh, that twins. Thing was genius.
The twins, you know. And then I think, like, niggas, obviously, when it's a movement and, like, niggas will suggest, you know, we've thrown in a few names there and there, like, oh, please get this DJ for this balcony mix. Let's do this, you know. You get me? So that was a brilliant idea. And also, balcony mix was just vibes, bro.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, it's not a deep thing. So, we don't want anything from you. Just pull up, come grab a drink, chill, listen to the mix, listen to the best mix, back to back.
Uncle.
Did the fact that the guys are from... a hip-hop background, did you relate with them more? Or it had nothing to do with
100% surely. And unfortunately, it has to be that. I related
from a heavy.
Yeah, I related with them because these are the people that I've seen, like, growing up. You get me?
Yeah, following.
So, yeah, and, like,
gardens, it's the,
Ricky is related to them. So, like, it's the easiest circle that could have accepted me, like, in the game, the way they accepted me, because they know me from a young age. True. So they know... what are my aspirations, how I go about things, how I react to things, you get me? So because I'm a very, like, calm person, I don't respond to things if, like, they're very useless. Like, you know, like, people, like, Twitter and shit like that, you see? Yeah, you know?
I was watching one of the reality show that you guys shot with Major League.
Yeah.
And you were, there was a scene where you were doing an IV drip. They came to your guys' house to do an IV drip.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, fuck, bro, why is a 15-year-old doing IV drips?
My man, this shit gets heavy, dog.
Nah.
Yeah, this shit gets... I mean, like, it's all joy and fun, but guys, like, yo, even right now, I'm tired, you know? Sometimes you can have 4 gigs in one night, you know, like, and then tomorrow have another 4 or 3. So in that whole weekend, your whole body is exhausted. Don't forget, there's still alcohol. There's still...
cocaine.
No ways. Sorry, ain't no that. We ain't about that shit.
Yeah.
And kids, stay away from drugs. That's the most fucked up shit ever. That's not the way to go. Like, drugs are not the way to go.
Shout out, man.
Rather study. I'm telling, rather panda until you get it. Not drugs, bro. Slame shit, though.
So how many times do you do the IV drips?
Maybe like, it depends, like, on how the month went.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's wild, man. I only knew about that shit in my old age.
No. Yeah, remember, you put me on it. No. So how do you balance it, bro? Like, do you drink at all the gigs? Because, I mean, obviously you have to absorb the energy from the crowd and also bring it back. And sometimes it's difficult when you're sober.
Nah, dog. When you perform, you need to be sober-minded, dog. You need to deal with the crowd.
For real.
Yeah.
Hey, man, but I play shit when I'm sober. Yeah,
but you do take, I'm not denying, you do take a young tequila shot.
Boom. Boom.
You know, and then you get on stage and then you go fuck it up.
Mm.
I mean, like, stages.
Have you ever, like, almost passed out while you're on stage because of fatigue?
Never.
Never, ne?
Nah, I always try. I make sure, if I'm tired, I'm tired, bro.
Yeah. Mm. What's the most gigs you've done in one night?
I remember my 7.
7? What the fuck? That's more than some people a month.
Yeah. Does it get boring sometimes?
Huh?
Does it get boring sometimes? Like, because it's 7 gigs. What are the chances of you know doing 7 things differently?
It's like, it's 7, eh? Let's say some maybe it's like favors that day. And then some is like your actual gigs.
Sure. Yeah, fully paid.
So fully paid. So you get me? So now you're working it out that way. So... sometimes, like, it's quite boring because you can get to the venue, find high energy. Go to another venue, you find it's a sporty. You go to another venue, you find it's high energy. You go to another venue, you find it's old people. You go to another venue, you find it's, like, you know, like, all these different...
Like, scenarios.
All these different scenarios. But, like, overall, like, if, like, it's a good day, like, a proper... I always say I love gigging, like, around month end because... Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? Because when I know, when I jump on that stage, I know, my nigga, you got that check in your pocket. Right now, when you see me, it's on sides.
How much you worth? Speaking about checks, how much you worth?
How much am I worth?
Your net worth.
Me?
Mm.
Yeah, quite pricey, though.
Couple of bars.
Not really bars. Like, I'm... Nah, no.
More than
500,000? No. I'm not rich, guys.
More than a mil?
No.
You haven't made more than a mil.
I'm the brokest nigga, dog.
I don't even have a car.
Don't mess around. I mean, look at it.
Those Ivy drips are not cheap.
But that's work. But like, there's business. You see, when you run a business, there's always money for work, for you to take care of yourself. You know, like, management runs that thing. They need to make sure that, okay, this guy has to get his Ivy drip before the, because if I don't get an Ivy drip, no one is getting paid.
Even.
Nobody. The enterprise is failing.
How
often are you doing those Ivy drips?
Like
you said, it depends on, like, the gig.
So,
on the
fair, on the demand.
So your team, how many people you got in your team?
Currently, dog, I don't move it to too many niggas, dog. It's two.
Oh, just two people.
Wow.
So tell me, how's it like working with Major League, bro? Because those guys, they look like they know what they're doing, bro.
What do you mean, my nigga? It's Major League. They do the shit to the fullest extent, bro.
Nah.
Like, I'm telling you, bro, like, there's nobody who does it like my boys. Like, my niggas do it to its fullest extent. My niggas can't pull up in a fucking Rolls Royce in a fucking show. And you won't even believe it. I don't think you understand. Major League, I was in London. Doing a show, so I was touring in London. So, by the way, I'm one of the first MCs to ever, like, tour.
Repeat, my nigga.
I'm one of the first MCs to ever tour this whole shit, like, without any song, without any dog. Just raising my hands. So, your niggas better talk to me nice, and I make those peeps.
Join the club. We're the first podcasters to tour UK.
Yeah.
We're back.
We're coming with that shit. Yeah. Bro, next year, I was still telling you guys, I was in London. Man, them niggas is gone, bro. Like, they take the shit to the top, bro. Like, they take it to another level, you know.
And you in London, yeah.
Yo, bro, I'm in London doing a show. Like, dog, niggas are selling out shows in London, bro. There's fucking Tiwa Savage. There is, like, all these big names, like Burna, all these people, bro, that you wouldn't even think that they'll come to my piano show, but they are there supporting the movement. So that means that niggas need to wake up and niggas need to be able to travel, you know. Like, I'm just urging all people to travel. Like, that's the only way. Like, let's go apply for visas. Let's save up the money for the visas. Let's find ways. Let's get letters, you know. Like, for all the artists to be able to push the thing. And also, we push it at home, you get me? So, but the niggas are taking it, like, to its
Bro, when we're in the UK, the
promoters... Lewis Hamilton listen to that shit.
The promoters are telling us in the UK, Major League is bigger than Black Coffee. Like, right now.
Oh, that's crazy.
What?
Yeah, not really. Black Coffee has a market. You get me? Black Coffee is Black Coffee. Major League is Major League. Mm. So it's different markets. Black Coffee, Baba, Joe. Black Coffee has a billboard in London, bro. I'm not talking cap, bro. Like, you see Uncle Natty there, bro. You see Uncle Natty. You see OG, bro. Dog, I saw OG driving because there was a Havana poster of Burna Boy. And there was, like, literally Uncle Natty's poster there. I was like, yo, damn. My nigga is... Bro, Black Coffee, I don't think you understand. Black Coffee, when he enters somewhere, they can shut down the store, bro. Like,
whoa.
Black Coffee is huge, bro. Like, don't take Black Coffee for, like, a Popeye. Like, that's the GOAT. The GOATest. He talks to Drake.
And he's not performing to South Africa.
Dog,
in the UK.
Bro, South African crowd, even if he comes to South Africa, bro, he sells out. One man.
True.
Bro,
true.
He is the GOAT of the GOAT. Like it or not, bro. He's Uncle Natty. OG.
Let's talk about Uncle Ricky, man.
Yeah.
How did that start? Your relationship with him, Ricky Rick?
I met Ricky at, what's this thing? At a sneak exchange Cornhill. So I was asking for an interview, and then he did give me the interview, but the interview was like a bit like fizzy because I was recording it with the small recorder.
Then, is this before the interview that trended with Slicker?
Yeah, this is before the interview that trended with Slicker. Mm. So it's around that year also, okay, so, but cool. around that timeline.
Sure, sure.
So me and him, then he said, and then I obviously, come on, dog, it's Ricky Rick, dog. As for Ricky's number, he looked at me, he laughed at me, he gave me the email. I said, yo, shit, I never seen this.
Ricky at fuckme.com.
So I met him again for another daily paper event. And then that day he talked to me and then he gave me the email again and then I kept it. And then I came again. So I kept like coming everywhere we was going. I was making sure that I pull up. Then I came to the Cotton Fest, Cotton Club Records. Before it was Cotton Fest, there was Cotton Club Records. Cotton Club Records is still there. So it was like a pop-up Cotton Club Records.
Yeah.
Came there. And then you saw me in the line. And then it's like, yo, come here. And then I'm just like, yo, damn. Is this nigga calling me? It's like, yeah, come here. Then I come there and then he gives me a t-shirt. It's like, nah, just come chill around the store and just like chill, you know. And then like everything after that, like, bro, everything was just magical. Back to the CET. Went to Back to the CET. I met him at Back to the CET. So now when that interview, when Slicker was interviewing.
Yeah,
when Slicker was interviewing him, he like I was just there on the side waiting for him because I was waiting. I was basically wanting a hoodie.
Mm.
So I wanted the hoodie that he was wearing because he had the other blue Cotton Club hoodie and I didn't have it. So I wanted to hustle that hoodie. So he was then he grabs me and then he's like, yo, this is who. And then he says, yo, speak for yourself. So that's me introducing myself. And then dog, shit went by like every time like Ricky was like my like my father, like wow. Put on like godfather, like every nigga, every business, anything, every associate that I know, like properly, like there's nothing that doesn't involve his name. Wow. Even going to my first job and how I got my first job, it's him and MTV Base. You hear me? Like it's wow. All it's like all the shit, bro. Like it's so much, bro. So much, so much, so much, so much. Like, so many things, like, I wouldn't even know that he done for me.
Yeah.
You hear me in the background. That you would hear from people that are telling me now when we go down, when we sit, we sit for lunches, you know, and shit like that, yeah.
I heard you wrote a letter to him, yeah?
I never wrote a letter, you know. I never did that. But I was personally, like, very sad, though. Like, very sad. Like, super, super, super. I think it... Because after losing 6 months down the line, after losing my other friend Voice from a car accident with Killer and Bora and everyone there.
Oh, he was in that car?
Yeah, Voice was there. So after losing him, like that, going to... Because I was trying to understand why the fuck would this happen to my friend when my friend was about to like hit his prime.
Yeah,
you get what I'm
blow
saying?
Up.
You
yeah.
Blow up and shit. And to my one and only like person that I... can be able to call to ask answers from, also like passes away. So like that kind of mind fucked me because like my whole year was ruined. So it kind of put me in a different space, you know.
Of course.
So it kind of throws you off, you see. So like also with the trolls, with the people on Twitter. So like the person
they were trolling you.
Yeah, like
what?
There's a person who came up.
Shameless.
Yeah, Twitter is so shameless. Like first for me, personally, like, I'm not a Twitter guy, you know. Like, I got hacked on Twitter. So after I got hacked on Twitter, I said, ah, fuck that shit, bro. Like, you know, what's up? So somebody brought up, like, Ricky's name. Is like, yo, my career died with Ricky. And I'm just like, yo, dog, like, how can you be able to, like, you know, like, go that deep, bro?
That's
like, that's
not
very
deep.
That's very low.
It's low.
That's
it's
very low.
Low.
For you, you see, that's when I feel like that's what I wanted to come to say. Like, that's the most disrespectful shit that you could ever say, you get me? To me, personally. It's like, okay, you don't know about my life, dog. You don't know what's happening in my career. You don't follow me. You don't know what my accolades are. You don't even know which shows I was nominated for last year. You don't even know how many siblings I have. People barely even know who the fuck I am, like, personally.
How many siblings do you have?
I have two.
Oh, okay.
You get me? So, like, all that shit, dog. People mustn't forget, dog. I have siblings who have social media, and I have a mom who has social media. My mom, the person who's going to show you this, is say, yo, what's going
saying?
On? Are you fine? You get me? And that time you get that, I am fine. And then when I actually deepen and think about it, I'm like, actually, this shit is quite wild.
What's you the see? Last thing you said to him, Ricky?
Last thing, we were supposed to link up. Yeah, like genuine link up. Cotton Fest is coming. And then he asked me, like, do you want to come confess? I say, yeah, I cool, I bet. And then...
Where were you when you found out that, he passed away?
At the Yams' house. Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what happened?
I personally wouldn't like to disclose because it's, I feel like it's a family thing. You get me? Like, it's a private. It's something that I don't want to tap on it because, like, personally, it's...
Someone called you?
Huh?
Or you also found out, like...
Someone called me, yeah. Yeah, like, close, yeah, like, friends, like, close friends, like, yo, Vinny, this is what happened. And then
you're like, there's no ways.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And how long did it take you to, how are you feeling now? Like, are you feeling much better?
Yeah, I think I started feeling better, like, in December because I went out of the country. So I went to Ghana. So I had the whole, like, self-introspection thing where I have to, like, be not fall victim for the shit that, like, I'm going through. But be able to stand up and be able to say, you know what, fuck this shit. I'm be able to do this shit because the whole thing that I'm trying to do right now is to make everybody proud, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to make my mom proud. I want to make him proud. I want to make my dad proud. I want to make my siblings proud. I want to make my fans proud. Yeah. You get me? And I want to make my younger self proud. Mm-hmm. You get me? Because I don't think that would be the shit that they'll be wishing me. Like, they wouldn't want to see me fall apart. Mm-hmm. You get me? You feel me? But that's what other people want, but not them. You get me? So that selective group, I owe it to them for that.
How do you feel when you hear Ricky's song on the radio?
You know, I've always get happy, you know, I like happy and sad, you know, that feeling, but like, it's just like, you have to honor the man, bro. Mm. Besides anything, you have to honor the man. The man did a lot for the culture. The man put a lot of people together in one space. The man did a lot. So much shit, bro. So much. Life is so boring without Ricky Rick. Unfortunately.
I can't imagine, man. He looked like the laugh of the party.
Come on, bro.
Last time I spoke to him, we wanted some advice about his podcast that he was starting.
He was a very, very nice guy, bro. Nice guy. Very, time. Organized, bro. Neat. Can't touch him, bro. The freshest.
Yeah.
The best. Trust me.
Did you, because a lot of us from a distance didn't know that he was, you know, grappling with depression. But now in hindsight, when we listen to the songs, it makes sense. But did you, as someone close to him, were you aware of what he was going through?
Nah, I wouldn't disclose anything, guys. I wouldn't know because to us, Ricky was a nice person to us. Mm. Like, let me tell you, like, despite anything, he put everybody first.
Mm. Whoa.
You get me? Like, everybody's going to eat.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, regardless, from everybody, from the driver, bro. Mm. Everyone. Like, he was that father.
Beautiful.
Like, he is that guy. Like, you wouldn't even, like, think, like, you get me? Like, he's the father because he's always there for you guys. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Do you have a father figure now?
Someone that
has replaced him?
Currently, I'm father figuring myself.
Yeah,
I have a dad, guys. I have a dad.
Bro, what
talks to the man? He says, "If you're going the other way." Yeah.
Yeah. What are your parents
saying? And I have like Rickmans. Like I have, there's this like NEC that I call in my life. Like where like, I know like if these people, certain people have to call me, I'm in shit.
Like Julius Malema.
But that's OG. Like that's far. Like, yeah. far.
What are your parents saying when you're like traveling with Ricky, Casper, Major League, all these things and you're so young, bro?
You and your teens.
Yeah.
Man, money buys everything, bro. As long as you're bringing money to the table, bro, mom will never cry.
They didn't care, like, that you're not going to school or you finish.
I told mommy, I was honest to my mom. I said, mom, this is what's going on here. There's girls, this is this, and this is what I'm doing, bro.
You told your mom that?
I brought her to the club. She came to Zone 6 the other time to come watch me perform. Shut down the show. I said, yo, mommy, this is me.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to change.
Wow.
This is my life, bro.
My reality.
Like, it's my reality. I live this.
Yeah.
This is what I enjoy. This is what I breathe. This is what I like.
And she supports you.
Fucked up.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. Hey,
fucked up.
New school mummies, hey?
Hey, are we a new school mummy?
Hey, our mothers, hey. Yo.
I mean, she was against it for some time, a bit, but like, dog. You know, once the checks are really rolling in they become soft, and then they're like, oh, then I mean, like, you have to, you know, they start coming with the other advice, you know, yeah. Like now you just like have reasoning capacity and everything. I think like everybody who has like artists, like making like breadwinner to their mom, like they have that type of relationship, like with your mom, like now you guys have this certain reasoning capacity because first your mom will shout at you because yeah, there's financial thing, but now you guys are meeting each other at the top most.
Yeah.
So now you guys are understanding each other. You get me. Yeah. So now you guys have this bond, like it's now like instead it's like it's no more like my mom, it's like now my sister, like my older sister, like I have to carry on my back, you know, like even my dad, you know, like if my dad say, yo dog, hey it's tough now, boys in here. I know. I can call him, dad, yo, it's bad. You know?
Clean.
That type of relationship.
I want to go through some of the most asked questions about you on the internet, on Google.
Oh. Yeah.
How old is Uncle Vinny now?
I'm turning 21.
Fuck me.
Fucking hell, Vinny. I think you're saying 25, 26. 21. And you've lived a whole life. Three lives. Bro. Like,
I can write a serious book.
Like you can write books, a whole volume.
I can start with volume one, Hillbrow Stories. Start with volume two, High Point.
Cornhill.
Ponty. Everything.
Shit.
Everything.
Are you still close with the niggas you knew back from Hillbrow?
Yeah, man. I met them yesterday at Cutting First, dog.
Dope.
Hey, them niggas pulled up on me, dog. Like I was performing. So I was busy taking pictures. So I have this thing, like this habit, like after I'm done performing, I have to go to the crowd, take pictures, and then like just get everybody to get into that feeling that I'm a real person. So let's group. Like you watch me do my own thing. You we do your own thing. Like but it's all love. So like everybody must mingle around. I don't believe in that whole like stardom thing.
I tried that in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Mr. Jazik was playing.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out because everybody now came towards me and they stopped listening to his set.
Sometimes it's boring. But,
I remember.
Oh, damn. Hey, this guy. This guy's not a good guy in the community. I'll tell you guys, it's something for free.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool.
And for my 21st.
I'm yes, I want to talk to you. Yes, 21st, yes.
Doing something crazy.
Have you seen 21st. His party on social media when he does it in Brum?
Nah,
bro, it's lit. He shuts down Brum, bro.
Nah, you're a Brum lord, man.
Fucking hell, the whole street, bro.
You're a Brum lord, man.
I mean, we've been shutting down shows, you know, it's been a minute since, like, Lozzy, when were we shutting down the show? Like, 2019. Yeah, for a minute.
21st?
2019, I had my first party, threw my first party. Had like, how many kids? 500 to 700 kids.
There's some people complaining about losing phones.
Yes, and then my 19th birthday. Was it 18th or 19th? 19th birthday celebration. Did a break, Maza and Bram. People lost phones. I'm very sorry to those who lost phones.
Yeah.
But guys, like, I mean, that day was a serious party. Yeah. Like, I mean, my party is a Vinny party. You get the full experience. You get me? Like, the fires line up. Fires.
Baddest honeys.
Baddest honeys.
Were you around when Major League was dating Mhlali?
No.
Oh. Before your time?
It's before my time. I didn't even know that. I'm not familiar with those news in Costa Rica. I am not familiar.
21st, what are we doing 21st?
So, 21st. So, we are doing Santa Bank Arena. So,
whoa!
We're doing this shit. We're taking this shit to the top. You get me? So, you know, like, we're doing this shit to the top. So, it's a big 21st. It's like a big 21st. Big lineup. Everything. It's vibes, man. So, big stage. Let's go wild, man.
That's crazy. How was your 21st, so?
Yeah, I'm just like, who's sponsored? Huh?
Tony Key.
Didn't even get the fucking.
Yeah, come on, guys. On my 21st, also, I just want everybody to know that I just dropped my EP, Youth League.
Yeah.
Also, for my 21st, I needed to be on 1 million streams so I can at least go gold for my EP for my 21st. That's my birthday present for me.
Yeah,
that'll be a nice birthday present. Since I can't buy a car for myself right now, but that will be a very nice gift to me. Like, at least, like, 1 million.
What's it called? Yeah. The EP?
It's Youth League. So I have Melon Sleazy, have Zenten, I have Tapsy, I have Yams. 24, I have Yams, it's a jam-packed EP. You need to listen to it. It's one of the fattest shit ever. It has everything. Major League, we are inside. Trust me.
Didn't Yams produce
executive produce half of the album. Yams is a goat.
Yeah.
Platinum record selling friend of mine is the best.
How old is he?
Same age as me.
Wow, I'm so proud of you guys, beast, man.
Like you.
Guys, yeah. Man.
No, we don't play, man. Me and him, we're actually from the same high school, by the way.
Yeah,
we used to be the same. It's been the same history class. Ayanda was a fucking troublemaker, man. He was goated. He's a goat.
Oh, is Ayanda's name?
Oh, yeah. I'm so, Ayanda, Ayanda had it, boy. Sorry.
Do you guys even experience load shedding, man? Because you're in another world, you guys, man.
Who, us? Man, we experience load shedding, man. We're still normal citizens of South Africa. It is. We are trapped here. We are trapped here. And this is torture. Honestly, like, South Africans, if you really love yourselves, next year, do the right thing.
Yeah. Are you voting?
This is... I definitely vote, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Who are we voting for?
Ah, my nigga. I've got down. My blood is red. And that shit is EFF, nigga.
Does Uncle Vinny have a girlfriend?
Nah.
Don't lie. Come on.
I don't, bro.
Come on.
I'm genuinely don't have a girlfriend.
For real?
Yo, my man, I got down last year, bro.
Hey. She dumped you. Yeah, who dumped Uncle Vinny?
Yeah. Come on.
Hey, bro. How's Vinny? Why Auntie Vinny dumped you? Like, why? What reasons did she cite to dump you?
It's time, man. It's a game of time.
Oh, yeah, you don't have time for her, no?
With all the money, the girlfriend allowance, it's not enough.
No, man. Yeah.
When you want to bust a nut, do you have girls like on speed dial?
No. I don't have any girls on speed dial. I'm a very, very behaved boy, dog. Like, I like my PlayStation 5, GTA, calm, you know? Me, dog, I love being a visionary. I love talking about my plans.
But you're also a man. You got to release, my man.
So now I can't have to release to the comrades. There's that comrade that you have on the side. the one that holds you down, you know. In the complex there.
Kader off the strap.
Yeah, so that's Kader.
So you don't relate to the arm struggle.
No. No, you have someone there, you know, placed, you know. Just one day, like, you know. I mean, I'm still young, man. I'm just having fun, bro. Like, to be quite honest.
Nah.
I'm not like, you know, but babes, if you really love me, I'm single and available, but I don't.
So you're not dating Liyema Litaka?
No, I'm not.
Who's that, bro? Do you know her, so?
Yeah.
Liyema Litaka. Sounds like an influencer.
Sounds like his, you know, vibe.
Let me see what she looks like. Liyema. What is she, an influencer?
Huh?
Is she an influencer?
Check it out.
Images. Liyema Litaka. Ooh, damn, okay.
Oh, yeah?
See us?
Big G, please.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Nigga.
You're trying to have my phone bombed. And
why was Uncle Vinny beaten by the police?
Oh, why was I beaten by the police? Okay, let's break that down. Damn. So, I want cap. We were from a lockdown party. You know those sketchy lockdown parties.
Tanzania.
And we were on time. You get me? So we had timed the police. So you get me? So we timed the police. So the curfew was literally 3 minutes. Like, it's 3 minutes to be about, the curfew to be done.
Yes.
So those cops literally waited for us. So as we became smart, we went inside the garage so that we can fill up the tank. So because you can't stop us because that's the right of way to go where? To the garage.
Yeah.
You see? So we're going to do what? Fill up the gas. So if you guys got to, they're standing there, they're patrolling.
Yes,
they're the ones, they're holding cars there and everything. That cop comes all the way. So that 3 minutes actually literally helped us. So when he came to the garage, he's like, you guys are outside
the curfew.
I'm like, no, we are not outside the curfew. Here's the time.
3 minutes.
He'll beat you. It's the game of time. So, and then it happened, the exchange of words. And then, bah, I got a clap. And then,
bah, my boy.
A nice hot one. Haven't
you learned? You can't say no. Yeah. You can't tell the cops.
No, but you're
right.
No, but I just showed him. But I was right though. The time.
I beat him with time.
You don't do that with cops.
But I beat him with time.
Come on, that's when they'll show you.
Bro, say twah. Say shit. Damn. Doing yo, my man.
Ring
I was
the head.
Yo, after he clapped me, I ain't lie. That was painful, bro.
You're supposed to say hi.
Yeah, but I did apologize though to the cop. Yeah, and then I went to the Midrand police station. I did apologize to the comrades. And yeah.
Oh, show them that dance and say I came up with it. Maybe
yeah, now we're cool, man. We're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologized. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to go apologize.
How much does Uncle Vinny charge?
That's the one you find in the bookings, the email.
So when I book you, what am I booking you for? For whatever I want you to do, to MC, to
musician,
perform?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I give you the full package.
Gotcha.
Trust me, your crowd is going to be activated after I leave.
Fuck, I should have booked you for my birthday party, man.
Bro, trust me. I don't miss.
For
real. I love that.
Trust me.
You must come watch
your Uncle Vinny performance. You must ask people, they'll tell you.
Is Uncle Vinny a Zulu?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's Zulu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doug, are you...
I'm just reading these
questions.
They asked here, what is Uncle Vinny famous for? But I mean, you answered that.
Yeah.
But don't you think that dance is the one that put you on?
Yeah, the dance is the one that put me. My man, I won't even... Bro, I was just like in my vibe, dog. It was balcony mix, bro. We were just trying out shit, bro. Like, and it just happened, like, it went viral. And even when it went viral, I didn't even know that, like, it was, like, that viral until I opened TikTok.
Mm.
And then I saw, 100 million. I was like, yeah.
Damn.
That's crazy. So crazy.
Which rappers did you help on the come up, like, in the game?
Yo, rappers that I help. Maybe let's say I'd rooted like fighting for them in these panels or whatever. I fought for Blackie.
Oh, Blackie.
I remember there's one panel that I did, the VJ, Topaz Hottest MC.
MCs, yeah.
As a comrade, they was arguing with me there saying that they didn't do enough for the year. And I told her, I said, yo, listen, these people, when they come, it's not going to be nice because you're going to be the one that has to swallow the pill.
Mm.
And guess what? Blackie is chatting
fucked
every
up.
Day. Right. And that's the very same guy that I went to go root for him there. Because those guys, when they created that movement, Shubi Wang, Blackie, Peppa, everybody like who was in that hip-hop element, they were pushing it to everybody. So even the Mabiana Cats, they appreciate them because they pushed that shit out of their generation, out of their heart. It's not like we are beefing with Mabiana. That's how we fuck with those niggas. That's how you can listen to their jams and their shit. You get me?
Oh, man. So just Blackie? Anybody else?
Blackie, Lucas. There's
Lucas Raps.
Yeah, I've also rooted for my nigga Lucas Raps. Yeah, he's a real rapper, like Lucas Raps.
Literally.
Lucas Raps, bro.
Look at them rap.
Like Lucas.
And he's smart, Lucas. Dog. That nigga's smart.
Yeah.
I've seen some of his interviews. He's very smart, dog.
Lucas Raps.
Most of these kids are smart, actually, bro.
Lucas,
they're like,
school now.
They've had to grow faster than we did. So their level of intellect is probably like a 28, 29, 30-year-old.
Whoa.
Am I lying?
Yeah.
And I've seen everybody else ahead of them make the mistakes and stuff, I assume.
Yeah, you see, man. You see all these things. You're like, that one is a shrine.
So, yeah. Because even now, what's a shrine?
I'm like, that one is not the one. Like this destination of life.
I was telling him, we still use which one is this one. He's like, hey, man, that's old, bro.
That's old, bro. I hardly use that now, though.
Yeah. I'm going to jump on shrang. I like shrang.
Nah, it's a shrang.
It's just the most
shrang in you.
Yeah.
Just niggas must be shrang you. You know, like, niggas are in their own socoidas.
Socoidas.
You know.
How do I say this dolly is hot?
This dolly is hot. Yeah, you just say this dolly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do we say? Your girl's like, it's giving the qua. It's come with the qua.
What's the qua?
Like, see, when you've done everything, like, let's say, like, everything is soft, like, it's squee.
It's squee. I'm going to come with the qua.
You come with the qua. You say, then you say, now we're going to come with the bitches, and then I come with the qua, and then I come with the qua. You don't know now. Ish.
Course.
Crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, that's how niggas in the street speak. Like, especially my niggas. Yeah. Like, if we have to meet, like, somebody called Mategi. Mategi speaks like that. Like, him and Diddy Monster. Oh, God. You gonna cry. You must listen to Casper verse. What's this thing? Life Was Never the Same.
Yeah.
On the album Tuto. And listen to the way he speaks. You're gonna laugh. You're gonna have the best time of your life. Trust me. It's like a lingo. It's crazy.
And then this brew.
This brew. No, this brew, you can still use it. Yeah, but like, this brew is very cheeky though. It's like more of like, oh, this brew.
Jeez, bro.
It's not like, it's not nice. Like, if somebody say, ah, this brew, just know, like, you're not on the good side, bro.
Hey, this brew.
You see, you see, you just,
yeah.
All right, cool, let's play Smash Your Pass. Are you ready?
Cool,
you. Let's go. Are you ready, Pinduka?
Ah, let's go, bro.
Faith and Gates, Smash Your Pass.
She has a kid. I have to respect her.
But she comes with
I respect ladies.
She comes with the queen.
No, she's a legend, though. She's a legend, though. Don't get it twisted, though. She's too much. She's crazy with him. She's a queen. She's too much. I appreciate her. We appreciate. I'm speaking for all the niggas in SA. Don't lie. You also like Faith.
I like Faith. That's what I'm saying.
So you also like Faith.
She's a legend.
But niggas inside this room like Faith. Don't pretend like you motherfuckers didn't like Faith.
But you're not saying smash. Oh, so that's a smash.
No, it's a pass because she has a child.
Well, there's kids younger than you with kids. That doesn't mean anything. A 16-year-old.
No, I respect her, dog.
Or 19-year-olds with kids.
Nah, dog. Hey, that's due to circumstances. Yeah.
Have you ever scared? Like,
why does
like condom scared? Break?
I no.
You haven't.
Or someone threatened you or lied to you that they're pregnant with your child?
I know, bro. Played safe, bro.
Yeah.
Here, it's
aren't you scared of someone saying you raped them and stuff?
I think the girls that I deal with are very like different from
caliber.
Ones. Yeah, caliber. Oh. I have like my own type of girls.
Yeah.
Like, the girls that like me and. That I like them. It's like, it's for us.
Ah, but it's not about caliber nowadays, dog.
I put caliber, personally.
But if a girl, if you had a girl, and she wants to get back at you, she can say that.
Dog, girls have, do you know, am I, ladies in the house, ne?
Yeah.
A guy has to meet your curriculum standard, ne? In order to date you.
True.
Yeah, thank you. The same way as a nigga, you need to do this very same thing.
What's your standard?
I'm a shag pair.
So yeah, keep on.
So I'm bufag. Gonna get fucked.
Get fucked. What's your standard? You're tired.
What's your standard?
They hit you with the quad. Now you're in para. Imagine now you're in para. There's no food in para. Electricity is nothing. You're shocking. God. You wanna risk your life, homie?
Bro.
Now you're in para. Can't you see the government is collapsing? It's bad.
What's your type, my dog?
Huh?
What's your type?
Ah, dog, my type is my type, man. My type, dog. Personally, I like a very challenging person. You know, very pretty. You must be very pretty.
Yeah, you got him. You must be pretty.
Because, I mean, like...
Standard.
We work hard,
Yeah.
You get me? We work hard, We work hard. You know, have ambition, you know. Yeah, just be a cool person and be a friend to me. That's all.
Nah.
Yeah.
Friends.
And, yeah. Because, I mean, there's girls, like, that come into your life to... Like, just because of the things that you have.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, like, now you are a support system. Now. You open a support system now. You open a crown now. You open a commission for everyone. Just come take. But now, then there's girls who genuinely do love you and for you, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I make the mistake to love the ones that take us for granted, you know? You feel me? And then the ones, you know? Yeah.
Ah, but you're still young,
messy.
Still rock, dog.
Still online. It's back outside, boys.
Yeah. Have you had some international pussy?
Definitely. I wouldn't even cap.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I had to. I had to put
Did
that
you buy
out.
Or?
No, I never buy, bro. Nah. I'm too jiggy with it. I don't buy, bro. That shit is whack. Yeah. Niggas who buy?
Yeah.
Niggas who buy and pay?
Yeah.
Them niggas is whack.
What if the honey in the morning says, Invoice.
Invoice.
Caliber.
She came across as the Caliber meeting one.
No, but the Caliber meeting one. But you know, that's what I'm saying now. Now you're gonna make me expose something. Let's say you, if you like a girl, there's something called research. You deploy soldiers to make proper research. You need to find out what's happening on the streets. Who has she been with? Who's associated with? You need to know. Once you know she's associated with this guy, you now know how this thing stretches long, bro. You now know. This girl...
But bro, you just met at the club.
Huh?
You just met at the club.
Bro, we can meet at the club, but I can know how many niggas you've been with.
And sometimes the promoter can say, oh, these ones were with so-and-so the other week.
Resident
shit flies fast, bro.
Resident stock, yes. Because promoters will always push a particular stock towards you, and they do that every week.
Yeah. How did the international one happen, man? That sounds interesting, eh? Mm. Was it Ghana?
No, not
Ghana.
London,
mate.
In it.
And
did it from a diva, mate.
Win it, yeah.
When we're drinking the war.
in it to the stomach, yeah.
You're in the ends.
I was in the ends, fam.
In the right ends, fam. The right ends, man. Not the wrong.
Something was speaking something different, fam.
In the front ends.
I don't lie. That was dope, yeah.
Next one. Uncle Waffles, smash your pass.
I can't.
You can't win.
That's my sister, Chief. Eba, no.
Malume.
That's my sister.
Malume betting, man.
This is my name. Malume. That's the best OG ever.
All right, Shamiso.
I worked with Shamiso, dog.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Shamiso's also. You see the people that you put there are my sisters, mostly. Shamiso, I worked with her.
But you didn't work on her.
Why would I want to work on her? Mm. Shamiso's old, number one.
Didn't she?
No, she's old for me.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, I'm young, bro. I'm 21.
And how old is she?
For sure, I think. No, she's older than me. I don't know her age, but older than me. I don't think she would be the type of girl to even look at me Vinny, I like you. Yeah. You get me? It's one of those things, you can say, okay, yeah, she's pretty. You can crush on her. That's calm, but
And she had a thing with one of the Migos guys when they were around. Remember that story, huh?
I don't know about that.
You haven't done your research.
Your research. Because he's not intending to smash. If you put your coons out, bring you receipts. Take off.
That one I didn't know. That one I didn't know because I was working with the person. And I don't think, man, it's not Shamiso, man. Shamiso's a very calm girl, bro. If you know her personally, she wouldn't do that. This thing that they're saying is nonsense.
With the just rumors.
It's just rumors, man.
Yeah,
if you know, I worked with Shamiso, she was she's my friend, my work colleague. I used to be late at work all the time. Yeah, we used to fight about that. She would never do that, bro. I know her as a person and what she stands for.
But those are the best ones to smash because you spend so much time with them.
You can offset a lot of time.
No, you can be friends. Actually, you guys must stop this mentality of niggas. That's why we don't have friends who are girls that just want to come chill with niggas because niggas just want to babs.
Yeah.
Every day.
They lie.
No, sometimes we must just sit and just smoke happily with the girls.
Right.
That's true.
Now girls are fearing, that's why there's so many niggas in the club, because girls, they know once they come here, lo muntu kumele ufune ukuyongiphonya ngesed.
Ponya ngesed.
Oh, wow. Intombazana esakwazi ngisho nokuphuza kahle ishampeni ongabe uyazi ukuthi uyobhonywa ngesed.
Aphuza naneke.
Batshele malume.
I've chilled girls so many times. Sometimes, maybe I come out, you say, make them drink, and then you find them thanking you so much, and then you're just asking yourself, why are you thanking me so much? And then when you find out, I say, Gandilo, vele, mabapuza, machita, I didn't know.
True.
You get me?
I like that. I like
that's
that.
That's true. Because most honeys go out to have fun. Yes. Gents go out to bar. Mm.
Yes.
Generally.
Yes,
that's the fucking yes. thing about it.
And sometimes the girl, you just want to have fun,
that's
bro.
It.
Yeah.
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 Mm. Damn.
Hey. Bobby Cooper.
Oh, Bobby. Ah, Bobby, Bobby's guys, Bobby's my sister.
Ah, I brought your sister. Where not?
Bobby. Guys, me and Bobby went literally when I was blowing up, me and Bobby went to Mikiti, my show at PLK birthday party. Me and Bobby, I was there. We were dancing together on the stage.
Oh, dope.
Coming up. Like she's my sister, like for real, for real. Mm-hmm. Me and Bobby even exchanged riders. Like I say, hey, Chief, you have Jaeger. And champagne exchange. Like, just because, like, you don't talk on the internet, like, she's not Sean. It doesn't mean, like, these niggas, we're niggas, dog. Like,
but her come up is beautiful, man.
Come up is beautiful, amazing, bro. Mm. You know, I don't think you understand, dog. You, do you know how much hate that girl niggas put on her?
For real?
Dog,
for real.
I'm saying, like, they were teasing her and shit, like, weird things. Like, at some point, like, when she even started doing music, you know, like, how people were thinking. But if you look at her now, hey, my man, she's a boss. Mm.
Flourish.
She's got crazy boss, fans. Bitch. They love her, bro.
She's a boss, bro. She fucks that shit up.
Yeah.
She tears that shit up.
Yeah. And she did it all by herself, dog. Yeah. Kind of same story like you. Yeah. Like, just hustling.
Come on, bro. Like, imagine me seeing her from Balcony Mix. Just like she was there, like she was there in the mix with everybody. It's like seeing all of us like doing all this shit, it just feels so crazy because we were all in the same space.
How do you feel about Amoroto breaking up or allegedly?
Now they've broken up.
That one is painful.
Nah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't even cap. That one is painful. I've been with the niggas, bro. You get me? That one is painful. I don't know what happened, but like I hope. I always say, like, you see with niggas, you know, like there's beefs that happen.
Sure.
I hope it's not a financial one. I don't know what happened, but I hope it's not a financial one because if it's financial, shit gets sticky. But I hope like but like even if it's financial, but you must always understand that you as the niggas, you can, guys, there's always a way to find a solution to solve things. You get me? Even if it may take time, but let's find middle ground because this shit just tears up all the fans.
Yeah.
True. Because it seems very personal. Like, Reese dropped the project now or is dropping no sight of Zuma at all. Now that seems personal.
You know, that's the craziest thing is that I wasn't, when we were in London, we were all together there. Mm. You know, like,
Was it the same trip with Lady Du, Buhle, that time?
No, not that one. The other one, when we were with the twins for Balcony Mix.
Dope, man.
That's crazy.
Last one, Nadia Nakai.
Not in a car.
Smash your pass.
No, man.
Come on. He says Shamuso's old.
So Nadia.
Nadia is like, you know.
Nadia's AKA's girlfriend, bro.
Mm. Oh, also.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
You regard her as old. One of the hot ones.
Who would you smash then? Like, who's your celebrity crush? Because all of them.
Oh, I mean, my celebrity crush. Mm. Bro, my celebrity crush, I'm not from South Africa, by the way.
Okay.
Muslim, like,
oh, jeez. I'm a dog. I see
it's nice. It's like, influencers are like from that side. Cute now.
Yeah, tell us. Who?
Nah, no, man. Nah, everybody must be in my business. I don't want anybody in my business. Do you know how peaceful it is? You know, like, the last time I ever got anything slammed for a girl, maybe for sure, like, that Musa Kaula post, and I don't want to ever be slammed for a girl again. Like,
what Musa Kaula post?
I posted, like, when I'm like one of the girls that I was with at some point. So that shit doesn't end well because my phone ends up being under attack. So please.
Nah, got you, man. Anything else you want to ask him, Ghost Lady?
I want to take you back to the Ghana, right? Ghana trip.
I think Ghana.
So first you said your healing process, actually what helped you was being there. I want to know what happened actually there that got you like so feeling better. And the money.
Because this is what we know about Ghana. That was the year before. Guys, I was young, stupid, obviously. Because I was in Nigeria. So if you've been to Lagos, you get me? Like, they spray the money. So I thought it was the same vibe. And then actually, same vibe. No, as Nigeria. Because Nigeria, like, in the club, like, niggas get Nairos, niggas. Yeah. Like, gang Nairos. Like, like. Keep my Naira the whole week. You throw it. It's crazy. So I thought it was the same vibe in Ghana. Mm. So now when I get into Ghana there, so now I take out the coins. I'm like, damn.
I actually did fucked up. And I really apologize to all my Ghanaian people for that. Wow, you get me, you know? Like, that was... Because once when I found out, like, what actually that shit means, I was like, yo, actually, like, it wasn't my intention.
What does it
mean? Was just... it was something with the rituals. Hey, dog, once I saw rituals, I said... Yeah. I say, whoa. Yeah, somebody had to break it down for me. I said, I said.
You were young.
Yeah, and I was, come on, guys. I was young and in Ghana, come on. Enjoying my best life and why not throw money?
And the healing?
Huh? Yeah.
How what happened?
Oh, and the healing process, man. Ah, dog, I just found myself, dog, like, properly, you know. Like, leading into me, like, dropping my EP and everything, you know. Like, organizing everything because... My man, I'm doing this shit independently. I have no record label, bro. Mm. Like, I do. Everything that you see that's Uncle Vinny based is independent. There is no...
Shut up. There is no fucking push.
There's no money that is given. That's genuine love. So the people who sell... Wow. That's genuine love from the people. So the people who come out to the parties, the people who come out to everything, those are the people that actually, like, fuck with me. So, like...
Wow.
Just like discovering that there's still like a part of people that still love me that way because I felt like I was distanced a lot because of the social media hate. You get me? Yeah. You feel me? And it comes a time where you just like, you know, people started putting me into comparison with people and people like you're comparing me with people and like you don't even know how much I have done that I have never put out to the public. You get what I'm saying? Mm. So all those things, death, you know, like, life as a whole, bro. Like, I'm growing up. I'm fucking 20, bro. I'm young, bro. My nigga, like, sometimes me and Yams, we actually sit down and we look at ourselves and we're like, yo, dog, some days, like, we stress like we are 40, bro. Like, we are 40, bro. Like, we chill. Like, sometimes we're like, yo, dog, like... We can't, me and him, every day we wake up, it's wake up, let's get fucking get it.
Yeah.
I wake up, Loz is on my ass, someone is on my ass, someone's on my ass. It's wake up, let's fucking get it. We never got that time, you get me? So now, like, finding out when going to Ghana and receiving the reception from a different country, that was beautiful. And it showed my growth in terms of me, the brand. And that's how I was able to score myself an Afro Nation gig in Miami.
Ooh.
Otherwise, I wasn't.
Oh, you're Afro Nation this year?
Yeah, Miami. Baby.
Hey! I just got my visa, man, so I'm gonna pull up
going.
On you.
Yeah, we're going. Yeah. Miami.
Yeah. Online. Just say I'm your uncle or something.
No,
like
don't worry. Like... We're gonna organize the chip. Don't worry. You call me. You call me, your life will be fine. You call me.
You grab him, Potter.
Please.
2 minutes walk from you. 2 minutes walk from
real niggas. Real niggas from the hood.
He's your real uncle.
Yes. Yeah, from the hood. Yeah, we call it the hood.
Sweet. I used to buy bread there by the spa. You know the
I
spa.
Don't think you guys understand what shit goes down in Hillbro, dog. Hillbro is another place you need to unpack and life. It's a different world, bro. It's a different world.
Yeah, different world. High Point, yeah.
I used to buy shoes from there, you know, from the guys on the side of the road.
That's insane.
But they would last like 2 weeks, those shoes, man.
But the price also is for 2 weeks.
Also, it's like, dog, you have these weird shops, the supermarkets that are there where you buy food and meat and then you... You have one that goes to like junior makeup somewhere.
You've got your tongue.
But I mean, like, I'll forever appreciate, like, that side of, part of life.
Yes,
you know? Like, sometimes, you know, when you're chilling, I'm just like, yo, why is this actually happening today in Hillbro today? Like, actually.
Is your family still there, or?
Yeah, I'm planning to move them now. Doing, like, this whole, so I'm trying to work hard, bro. Like,
no, you gotta.
Like, I'm trying to work hard. That's how this EP has to hit 1 million streams. People need to come to Sana. Yeah, they need to come to the arena to come support the boy. Yeah. I have school fees to pay for my sister. Oh, I'm here to cry like everyone. I'm here to cry like everyone. You can't leave the young one to suffer. If you can save Malinga, you can't leave the young one to cry. Yeah, but yo, just working. Yeah, most probably, yeah. Making sure, like, yeah, we get like a lot of rack, like, yo, dog.
Nah, you sorted, man. It's not even if, it's just a matter of time, dog.
Time.
Sorted, dog.
Yeah.
Nah, man, no question. Just, you know, you I'm glad you remember that you're young. Just take it easy and enjoy and have fun, bro. Most importantly, you know what I mean? Yeah, bro, you're on the right track. Love,
you gotta fuck up and make all the mistakes you can in the world.
Yeah, bro, you're young.
You gotta, bro.
Like, don't let them put pressure on you like you're 40, as you said. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Have fun, enjoy it, man.
Yeah,
man.
Be in the moment.
Yeah, man, you know.
Hey, but I love these young kids, man. I fucking love you guys, man. When I listen to the interviews, they're so liberated and like they see world differently, bro.
Yeah, yeah, we see
they
the world.
Rushing to get signed, they do no, things on their bro. Own.
Guys, we know, guys. Like one thing you must know now, we know English now.
Yeah, that's a good metaphor.
Generation Z, I'm telling you guys, you guys are gonna have a problem, dog. We want all the money. We know it. We want it. And we know what the people do. It's just that we, the day we find it.
Do you even care about politics and all that shit?
All right, politics. I do care about politics, bro. No. Man, it's part of your life, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It affects you, it whether affects you like
you.
It or not.
It affects you. Like it or not, bro. How you like it or not, it affects you. I always, my friends always hate me because I always, every time like I watch politic things, like I look at all those things, I tell them, I'm like, yo, this CEO got fired. The country's going to go down like this. Who and who got fired? Who and who? Watch this and this. And they get annoyed. But now, like, they're getting, I'm like, you remember that interview I told you about the load shedding being implemented? It's happening.
So what do you think of Cyril then?
Ah, man. The country knows. I think everyone knows. Everyone knows what's happening most. You can see, guys. You guys can see. Everything is falling apart in front of you guys. I don't know. What do we want to see? No food in our tables? Is that what you want to see? You want to see people protesting? You want to see people dying out of hunger? Bro, it's going to be real, dog.
But telling, I feel
like, dog, it's quite weird. For me, it's just like, number one, like, there's coins that are in a couch. That lady, I also meet corn sliders in the couch. And like, just a young Billy there laying on the couch. How couldn't the Mamazala call the other niggas to come check these coins, dog? Also me, I was gonna check those coins.
Yeah.
Come on, dog. Like, it's for me, it's just, bro, like, like, to be quite honest, like, you see, like, I don't think, like, the amounts, even, like, 2 million, 2 billion, the milezonke is, like, even we are crying. We saw the other day, but for Tottenham, 1 billion.
Tottenham.
Inshallah, ipogile in South Africa. It's bad, bro.
Fuck, yeah.
It's bad, bro. Man. It's bad.
On that note, this has been Podcast and Chill. Give it up for Uncle Vinny. We out here, man. Podcast and Chill. Boom. Hey, that was beautiful, man. Hey, yay, yay. That energy is crazy, man. You get it, dog.
Mashabela. What's
that saying?
Yeah.
Mashabela Studios.
Okay, cool. Let's say. All right, cool. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Are you recording? All right, cool. So we can't leave without saying shout out to Mashabela. Do you want to say shout out to Mashabela like you would on radio?
Oh, yeah.
Like a link, yeah?
Oh, like a link.
Yeah, so here, just read here. Let me close this for you. Yeah. Just read this. There we go. All right.
Real niggas.
Let me do like a sting, like we're going to the news or something. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh.
So we are recording at Mashabela Studio, huh? Yeah. We are recording at Mashabela Studio.
I thought you know English, Robert.
I know English. Oh, wait.
You're still gonna get
so you're gonna say, what must I say? We are recording at Mashabela Studio to record here. Yeah? Email?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me do the news jingle.
So if you want to use the studios, guys, we're recording at Mashabela Studios. To email, please check on this email right here. Just email. Yeah, at email at mashabela.co.za. But it's there. Just email to use the
Now studio. The guys have to put the email.
And everything. Oh, yes, you have to put the email.
Black Studios.
Throw it, bro. Mashabela. Throw it, bro. We got to make it spicy.
Yeah. We are here, man.
Like,
welcome to Black Excellences. Do not fear. For if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefigi. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear. For if you do, just say anesthesia. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.